You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
It's the weekend after Thanksgiving, so it's time for me, the Christmas creep. I come sooner every year. You're listening to Nerd Overload, your favorite pop and geek culture show.
Jingle jangle.
Jingle jangle. I'm Sam.
I'm Cody.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Krampus.
That was our new friend, the Christmas
creep. Yeah, well, yeah, get ready for him, because you're going to be seeing a lot of him the next couple weeks.
Buckle in.
He showed up in our studio immediately after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, he just won't leave. Keeps eating my food.
And replacing it with fruitcake.
Yeah. Anyway, we thank you. It's a curse. It's just a curse. Anyway, we have a great show for you all. Thank you. Thank you all for tuning in. Before we get into the news, let's talk about some things we've been checking out. Christmas creep.
Sit in the corner, Christmas creep.
How?
Oh, my face hurts.
I think we hurt the Christmas creep's feelings a little bit there.
You might have to apologize to the Christmas creep later.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, anyway, let's get into some things we've been checking out. You know, I can go first real quick. I've been playing Pokemon. That's mainly what I've been doing. Yeah, I'm into the third island of the four, and it's really good.
It's fantastic.
It's
the best Pokemon they've done in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
It feels new. It feels fresh. Graphics are great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not perfect.
Oh no, it's not perfect. The Pokemon Festival thing, the online connectivity.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't like that.
The translation. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad, but it's definitely robotic.
Yeah.
It's almost like a kind of Google translated, fixed it up and said, that's good enough.
Yeah. Well, Pokemon games are always kind of like that, though.
Yeah.
X and Y was kind of janky, too. I finally got the Pokepelago, that other, like, the bean collecting thing going.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that.
They're like little mini phone games, basically. They're sit and wait kind of things, but they're fun. They're fun enough.
I love a sit and wait thing as long as it's there to like
supplement.
So yeah, supplement an existing experience.
Yeah.
As long as that's not the whole game, then that's a cool way to add replay value and to just add that kind of strategy and building and time management aspect without it being the whole game and crappy like every iPhone game is.
Yeah, basically. It actually reminds me a lot of the in Bravely Default. They had that town building thing where you would set it up while you're playing and it would just kind of go.
I like that too. That
because
cool.
You got in-game like rewards, like real tangible, well not real tangible, but like actual usable things like instead of just a time waster.
Items, or you would build a shop that would get better over time. You could buy things.
Right.
It was really clever, and this is along that same line.
So yeah.
You get some sick beans.
Actually, I've had a couple of Pokemon show up on my island thing that I hadn't caught.
Huh.
And if they stick around for a couple of days, then they just they're like, hey, they want to stick around. You want to go ahead and just catch them?
This guy likes your beans. He's going to stick around.
He's way into your beans.
Yeah. You feed the Pokemon beans in the Pokemon Refresh mini game.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they all got that. I don't think there's any other meaning for the word they like your beans. None. No double entendres there at all.
I like the Pokemon Refresh thing, too. After a battle,
mm-hmm.
you give a chance. You clean up your Pokemon. You brush out its hair.
Yeah.
Or get rid of
status ailments. That's really nice.
It adds a lot of like companionship with your Pokemon. Mm-hmm. They don't feel like just a pile
tools.
Of stats that
yeah.
you're using to beat the game.
Yeah. So yeah, I've been enjoying it a lot. I like the designs for the new characters. Some of them are a little, I don't know, but for the most part, like the giant horse, the draft horse.
Oh yeah,
Mudray, super rad. Into it. And the replacement for the TMs is really good as well.
Yeah, the ride pager.
Uh-huh. Really enjoy that. But they still give you the moves to use. Yeah, I think I got Fly the other day.
Yep,
but
I did too.
But it's just a move.
Yeah, it's not even called an HM anymore. It's just a TM.
Yeah.
And the girl that gives you Fly comments on how, oh, you guys don't use HMs here. We use them in, like, Kanto or wherever.
Yeah, it's like, but hey, here's this thing anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, use it. Why not? I just wish they would have picked a different animal to fly you around than Charizard, because I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a starter. Like Tauros, and like the other ones that they've picked are all kind of obscure, like Tauros and Stoutland, which is terrifying. It's a giant Scotty dog, but it's like the size of a car.
Yeah.
Thing is terrifying.
They should have picked a Pokemon that more represents flying and bird.
Pidgeot.
Yeah.
Because that thing's huge. So.
Just everybody loves Charizard, so we're going to shoo him in everywhere.
I guess. I don't know.
Charizard, the second Pikachu of the Pokemon franchise?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pikachu 2.
Pikachu.
Yeah. But no, it's just been really fun. I've been playing it whenever I can. I'm not grinding it out like I usually do. Usually it takes me about a week to burn through a Pokemon game before I start really getting into the meta game and finding the good ones and stuff like that. And I'm taking my time with this one.
It's fine. Too good to want to you want to savor that Pokemon.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Although I'm excited for what they're doing for the Elite Four and stuff like that, because they've started hinting a little bit. And I think those were in the trailers as well.
Yeah, it's not established yet.
Right, but they're working on it. Like, you walk past the area that they're working on building it. So I'm thinking maybe post-game at some point it'll be a DLC or something. Or it could just be in the game. I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet. So,
like, I was stoked on X and Y, but this is even leaps and bounds more than better than X and Y. It makes X and Y look kind of bad.
Like hot garbage.
Yeah.
It makes X and Y look like Black 2 and White 2.
Which I never even played. I never even played Black 2 or White 2.
I don't think anyone played them. It was that weird area where they were trying to make a third game because you got to cash in on that third game, but they kind of overstepped and made two, like, sequel games, which was weird.
I actually never finished Black and White, now that I think about it, and I always finish Pokemon games, but not that one.
Fifth gen wasn't a strong gen. I didn't play it. I skipped fourth and fifth gen, I think is what it was. But, I don't know.
Yeah, I never finished it.
Yeah, the designs weren't good, and it just wasn't, I don't know.
I heard the story was pretty good, but I don't know, I obviously didn't finish it, so it must not have been that good.
Must have been great, yeah. But no, I'm looking forward to working on this some more and playing it some more, and I'm sure we'll talk about it again later on down the road.
Yeah, once we finish it, we can get into spoiler.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, getting the meat on this Pokebone.
Yeah. Josh, have you played it any? I know you have it, and I know, Samantha, you said that off mic that you haven't started it yet.
Busy knitting stuff.
Yeah.
For the holidays. Yeah, get your holiday
for my
knit.
Sister.
I really haven't had, well, I've had the time, but I haven't made the time.
Gotcha,
and I feel bad about it.
I was kind of in the same boat a little bit, but then I finally had and made time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to love it. You got to work for it, man.
I know, and I do, what I have played, I have enjoyed a lot, but it's a matter of, like, sometimes I'm just so tired after work, and then I can't play it at work, so I'm just like, ugh.
Oh, I feel that, bro.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Like yesterday, I inadvertently passed out on my couch until, like, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, I'm glad somebody called me, because I could have been late for work, because my alarm wasn't set or anything.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a day off where I had planned to do other things, but I just ended up playing Pokemon, like, the whole time.
Yeah.
So that's how I've managed to get anywhere.
Yeah, I haven't had, like, I get, like, maybe 45 minutes at a time that I could sit down and really kind of do. I can do, like, one section and then quit for a while. So, yeah. And that's working out.
There's been a lot of times where I just pick it up and do a couple battles and put it back down.
Yeah, like, that too. Yeah. I tell you, I've kept this game open and running, like, when I close the DS. I usually save and quit out whenever I play a game, even if it's just for, like, 15 minutes. This game, I save and then just close it, because I know as soon as I open the thing back up, that's what I'm jumping back into.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
So, yeah. Other than Pokemon, there's really only been one other thing that I've done, and I'm going to talk about it real quick, because other than the four of us in this room, I guarantee no one has ever seen or will ever search this thing out. I'm going to talk about the Hero Yoshihiku.
Yay!
Okay, so no one knows what this is, and that's cool, I guess.
But you should check it out.
Yeah, it's I can't tell you where to find it, because it's part of the gray area deep web.
Deep web's kind of a strong term.
A little bit. The it's definitely not the shallow web. But no, what it is, it's a Japanese TV show. It's a comedy show. It's like if they took Monty Python, Search for the Holy Grail, and crossed it with the game Dragon Quest. You get a lot of the monsters from Dragon Quest. You have the four party, like the four character party.
The sound effects are pulled straight out of it.
Uh-huh. There are, at points, characters break the fourth wall and talk about being in a game and, like, menu systems and stuff, and it's just Dragon Quest. but it's really, really, really funny. The main character, Yoshihiku, is, like, the stereotypical hero type that doesn't talk a whole lot, but instead of being super heroic, he's a space case. Like, things just kind of go completely over his head. You have the big older guy who is like the bruiser of the group, but they keep making allusions that he is secretly like a dandy, like very secretly a dandy. You have the wizard guy who has useless spells like sweets that causes the enemy to have an intense craving for sweets in battle.
Which sounds like a Pokemon move.
A little bit, yeah. The show has a really strict like setup. Each episode, it starts with a random battle against like a guest actor that's been in other like Power Rangers or Kamen Rider kind of thing. And there's a joke there. And then they get to a town. They solve the town's problem. At one point, they're camping out, and the wizard tells them that he's learned a new spell, and he tests it out on Yoshihiku, who like freaks out but is super happy and excited about it. Then they solve the problem, usually by accident. And at the end, Buddha appears to them in the sky and berates them. and talks to the producer off camera. There's a lot of that.
And it's legitimately funny. Yeah, it's not like, oh, wacky Japan cultural difference I don't understand. It's funny.
No,
it's legitimately
it's
hilarious.
Really funny. Yeah, there are they're working on the third season right now. It ran 2011 through 2012, and then they actually like kickstarted, or like the Japanese equivalent of kickstarted, the new season, which is out now. So they took like 4 years off and they got everyone back.
A British TV show.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah. But, and they're only like 11 or 12 episodes a season. So it's relatively short.
I always love when the Buddha appears, he can't see him without without
different glasses. Yeah. Well, they're different season glasses every season. The third season, it's like a McDonald's toy for Ultraman goggles. And every time Buddha keeps going like, are you sure we can wear that? Are you serious? Are you sure there aren't any other glasses? Because, you know, we can't get sued here, right? This is cool. And actually, if you look in the credits, Tsuburaya, the production company for Ultraman, is credited as a thanks in the credits every week. So that's pretty cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Such a good show.
It's really funny. And there are some jokes that are pulled straight from Monty Python, like the instead of Killer Rabbit or whatever, it's a koala that comes flying around, and it's very clearly when they attack, it's like the actor just has their hand in a puppet like this and they're holding it up to their neck.
Oh yeah, 'cause that's when I made the Drop Bear reference.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, it's just really funny, and you can do a search for it online. They might actually have a couple of them on YouTube. I don't know, but they're out there. And if you don't mind reading subtitles, that's the biggest hurdle for most folks. Not the cultural differences. It's just getting used to reading subtitles because it's not dubbed. But enjoyable, really fun.
Somebody should release it in America.
They should.
It's going to use Shout Factory.
I mean, you can get the DVDs in Japan. But there's no subtitles on it. It's just the show.
Plus the region coded.
Oh, that too. Yeah, that too. Anyway, that's me.
I've played a couple new games. I got the sort of new Tomb Raider. I mean, it's a year old on Xbox One, but it just recently came out on PlayStation 4.
Okay, it's the kind of new Tomb Raider. I thought there for a second it was like the sword of the new Tomb Raider.
Oh, no.
Like Lara Croft with a sword running around.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
Rise of the Tomb Raider is what it's called. And it is fantastic.
Really?
Like, really, really good.
Yeah, it's the sequel to the Tomb Raider reboot.
Yeah, which I liked enough, but there's parts of it that I didn't.
Mm. Was it all the violence towards women?
That's problematic.
Yeah.
And also all of the just rampant murder shooting combat is not... I don't like the combat in Tomb Raider. That's not why I play it. I like the jumping puzzles and exploring. This one leans more toward the exploring and the puzzles.
Oh, that's good.
That was going to be my next question. Like, versus, you know, finding tombs or shooting guys in the head with a bow and arrow.
Yeah, there's more tombs than there is just mindless combat. That was my one problem with the reboot, is it was too much just mindless combat. Mm. this one balances it way better. Because, I mean, there's still combat, but it's there to freshen things up, you know, change it up every once in a while.
Gotcha.
A lot of, I guess there was a lot of stealth in the other one. There is stealth in this one, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really good. And there's a cool system where you learn foreign languages by deciphering, like, murals and stuff, and you get better at it as you keep finding these murals.
Oh, that's
cool.
So
you can decipher harder and harder foreign languages, and that's kind of a cool...
Yeah, that's a cool mechanic.
Mechanic, yeah. Also, Final Fantasy 15 came out.
Oh, that's...
Finally.
Yeah, finally, after, like, 10 years of development.
The Finally Fantasy.
Yeah. I've only played, what, maybe hour and a half?
Probably.
So I don't have any really deep impressions, but so far it seems pretty good.
How much time did you spend updating it and patching it?
Oh, that's a fun story. You put the game in, and there is a 19 gigabyte day one patch.
Whew.
That you download.
Whoa!
And after that's done, then I started up, and here's the title screen, and it says in the top corner, installing. Was it 30 minutes?
Yeah, 20, 30 minutes.
Jeez,
you gotta wait for it to install, and then that once that's done, you can finally play.
Wow.
Or do the tutorial, which I did, but then in the actual game, they give you the same content that was in the tutorial to tell you how to play the game. It's like, I just did this in the tutorial. Just
yeah, but that didn't count. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the test tutorial.
Yeah.
We didn't think you would actually do the tutorial. They're like, we can't believe you actually did that.
This is what you get.
Yeah. Oh, circling back around to Pokemon for just 2 seconds, and then we'll get off of it. The one thing I don't like about this new game is they make you do the Pokemon School tutorial area.
Oh, yeah.
That's frustrating. Like, they force you to have to, because they tell you, okay, go fight four people around here. There are four trainers. But unlike any other area, they don't spot you immediately, so you have to talk to everyone. So they make you have to go through every scene and talk. Like, it's stuff. I've been playing Pokemon for 20 years.
Yeah.
I kind of know what's going on. I wish there was a thing, say, like, at the very beginning. It was like, hey, you're new to this region. Congratulations. Welcome to Alola. Have you dealt with Pokemon in your hometown before? Yes or no? And if you click yes, it just goes, okay, start the game.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's jumping back off that. Go ahead.
The battle system is, like, really action-y,
oh,
which
cool.
is different, but good. I mean, it's fun. I was afraid it was going to be too much like Kingdom Hearts, but it's not like that at all.
Okay, that's good. No Goofy.
No. It's actually probably more like The Witcher.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
It's probably the closest thing I could compare it to. Which
Witcher, though? Because they have drastically different...
Three. Witcher okay. 3.
I was going to say, because one's combat system is completely different.
Oh, yeah. It's like Diablo, if Diablo had timed clicks
yeah.
in it. But that's the closest thing I can think of to it is The Witcher's combat.
Mm.
Except you can teleport around places.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Like, Noctis's special ability is that he can teleport weapons. Like, he can have four weapons equipped, and you can teleport them into your hands.
Oh, nice.
At will, and he can throw them and then teleport to where they are.
Oh, wow, okay.
So you can, like, if there's a mark you could hit up at a distance, you could throw your sword up there and teleport and then hang from the wall.
Oh, nice. That's really cool. That's really creative.
The characters all look like they're in a boy band.
They look like Final Fantasy characters yeah. from the last 10 years.
The story so far, he's on a road trip to get married to some princess on the other side of the world.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he's on a road trip with his best bros who are also kind of like...
His
bodyguards, yeah.
Okay.
And that's about all I've got so far.
So it's like, Final Fantasy The Hangover?
Sort of, if everybody was like super goofy and G-rated buds.
So you're saying at one point Final Fantasy Mike Tyson's going to show up and punch one of them out.
He's going to punch Final Fantasy Dentist in the mouth.
Yeah, that's
Mike
it.
Titan?
Mike Titan. Actually, that's really great. I kind of really like that.
You can buy soundtracks to previous Final Fantasies and
oh,
listen
right
to them in your car when
oh.
you're driving around.
Oh, right on. You can jam out to One Wing Angel
yeah.
down the road. Okay,
yeah.
Wow, I was joking, but that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Step it on the beach.
Yeah. It's super open world. You can mm-hmm. go just about anywhere. They give you quests to go hunt monsters to get money.
Okay, so you're kind of a monster hunter.
Yes.
No reason you like it so much.
You can customize your car. You can put different paint jobs on it. You can change the interior and the wheels.
Nice.
Yeah, it knocks that star rating down when you've killed too many people in the streets.
And the graphics are, of course, just incredible.
Very good.
Like, it's just insane how good it looks.
Yeah, it does look like a really pretty game.
I'm sorry, I keep thinking of Mike Titan as a Final Fantasy character. I'm going to cast my fire magic.
Fire 2!
I cast heal all.
Titan's a pretty sweet summon in Final Fantasy. I started playing Final Fantasy 4 not too long ago, so I could write a review of that.
Okay, cool.
Like 3, which is finished, and there is a review of it that's going to be on the site.
Eventually. Soon, yeah. More sooner than later.
But yeah, Titan's a sweet summon in that game.
Cool.
Like, that about covers it.
Okay.
I've been watching movies.
Awesome.
I got the Leica Ultimate Collection.
Oh, cool.
All right.
It has all 4 Leica films in it.
Okay, what are Leica films for the people who don't know?
Coraline, Paranorman, Box Trolls, and Kubo and the Two Strings.
Okay.
Did you watch Kubo yet?
Yes.
Is it good?
Yes.
Okay. I want to see it pretty bad.
It's really good. There's some interesting twists in it, which I'm kind of glad because, like, the trailer is very, like, was very skin deep of the movie, or, like, barely skin deep of the movie.
It seemed pretty linear, the trailer.
Yeah. There is actually a lot more to it.
Good.
There's, like, a huge overarching, like, almost legend with the movie.
Okay, cool.
The one thing about going through and watching the Leica films, and you can see how their technique and their technology grew as the over the past 10 years, going from, like, Coraline to, like, Kubo.
Yeah, these are the movies that are actually stop motion too.
Yes.
They're not CG animated, they're real.
They're not corpse bride. They're not like CG assisted.
Yeah. Well,
they might be a little CG assisted, maybe. A little.
Maybe like a super tiny bit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's mostly
Like with the later movies, like for like Box Trolls and Kubo and stuff, they kind of show during like right before the credits. Them doing stuff like the animators animating the models and whatnot.
Okay.
That is like actually one of my favorite things in the world for some reason, like watching the make like those stop motion things.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, but I just love it. And like also seeing like the little puppets, it just blows my mind.
I'll bet you would be really good at doing it.
You think?
Yeah, I think you would have the patience and the eye for detail that you would be really good at doing stop motion.
Like it's kind of crazy like going and like watching like the behind the scenes stuff and how each character has like 100 faces.
I know, I love it. It's seriously one of my favorite things.
To like get their really expressive faces going on. Mm-hmm. But the movies are really good. I ended up watching Paranorman and Kubo because those were the two that I had not seen.
Okay.
Paranorman is very good too.
It is very good. And another thing I like about Leica films is you think you know what's going on and then they kind of hit you with a story hook.
You know, there's always a twist. They're not your generic Disney.
No, there's always more going on than you think.
Well, it's like their animation is good enough that they could potentially coast by on just how pretty and nice it looks.
Oh yeah,
but they
or terrifying.
But the stories are always really solid as well. Almost like the Pixar kind of stop motion, I suppose.
I wish they would win an Oscar too. It makes me mad every year they get nominated and they never get it because whatever Pixar dumped out that year.
Well, this year Zootopia is probably going to beat Kubo.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to happen.
Because the Oscar people don't take the animation category seriously.
No, because they assume animation's all for kids.
Yeah.
That's another thing with these movies is like they are darker and more serious than a lot of...
I mean, they're family films, but they definitely have skewed towards the darker tones.
Yeah, they don't hold your hand as much.
Right, yeah.
They respect the audience a little more.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Yeah.
But no, I was... God, they're so good. And Kubo was really, really good.
Cool.
Cubone.
Pokemon again.
Yeah. Sorry, it's going to take us a while to get out of Pokemon.
Yeah.
To get the Poke Bloods out of our veins.
Yeah, it's that good.
That and it's been so ingrained into us over the past year.
Oh, yeah. How they've been drift feeding it to us.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? It stood up to it. Like, it is good enough. Like, the hype was the hype was real.
Yeah, the hype was real.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Well, that about covers it with our Check It Out.
Yeah, oh, God, he's the back. Christmas creep. Get ready for some Christmas music, because I'm the creep. Ah.
Not Christmas music, no!
Ah.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. MB Subculture is the one-stop shop for all your geeky needs, from comics and collectibles to unique custom costumes, masks, makeup, and more. MB Subculture is located at 127 South Sandusky Avenue in downtown Bucyrus, 419-562-0404, and online at subcultureoh.com.
Hey, we're back. Sorry about that, folks. We kicked the old Christmas creep out of here, but not before he forced us to play Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime by Jonathan Coulton. I don't get what's up with that guy. He just loves the Christmas so much.
Is he paying rent? Because it seems very
inconvenient. He should. He should. You know, he's been eating all my food. He's been sleeping on my couch. Yeah.
He leaves little pieces of Christmas cookies everywhere.
Just Christmas cookies and candies and like, yeah.
Get me started about the mistletoe.
Oh, that's the worst.
That was a...
Yeah, that's where I had to draw the line. Yeah. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into some news. Let's start off with a recurring segment, it seems. Let's all get mad about the Power Rangers movie.
Every time we think it gets a little better, it gets a little worse.
When has it gotten better? When has it gotten better?
There was early optimistic hopes.
Well, okay, yes. Elizabeth Banks as Rita was optimistic
enough. Conceptually a good idea.
Bill Hader as the voice of Alpha 5 was conceptually a very good idea. This is breaking news as of Wednesday. We weren't planning on talking about this. I turned on my computer and looked at the new design for Alpha 5, the little buddy robot. He got angry, folks. It was too raw for radio. Let me tell you, it was much like the Zords and the suits and the overall look and feel of the movie. It is just a piece of hot garbage, man. It is just the worst.
It looks like E.T. and Johnny Five had a baby.
Yeah, and its head is a flying saucer with two headlights.
Yeah, two flashlights taped to it.
Yeah, it's really bad. Like, I understand they can't just put a little person in a suit, make a flying saucer head. But if you didn't tell me it was Alpha 5... I would not have immediately guessed that it was Alpha 5.
No.
It almost looks like the bad robot.
Yeah, it kind of does. You know what bothers me the most, though? It doesn't have the Cylon eye like Alpha 5 had. Yeah. Like the one
visor eye.
No, it has two flashlights taped to the sides of its head like an idiot. It has big old weird frog feet and frog hands.
Yeah, proportions are bizarre.
They're all over the place.
Really long arms.
Really long arms, real short legs, and it's got a
frog body.
Yeah, it's got like a paunch. It's got a robot paunch, like they made a fat robot. I don't understand why.
No lightning bolt on the chest.
No lightning bolt. The legs have, if you look under the under the armor bits, which why does Alpha need armor bits? There's like almost muscle definition a little bit again. It's not right. It's not right and it's not good and I hate it.
Now I'm looking at it like right now, it looks like an organic mushroom man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like he was wearing a high-tech sombrero.
It's Space Sanchez.
It's just not good.
No. There is no redeeming aspect to this design whatsoever.
It's so ugly.
Yeah, it's just... I hate it.
He's supposed to be a cute little robot man. Like, you can't merchandise that and sell
motocross
it. It's like garbage.
Yeah. Well, they're going to merchandise it. We're going to see toys of this.
And yeah, sure they look like garbage.
And they're going to be much less detailed. And awful.
Yeah, they're all going to be one color of like molded plastic with maybe another color of an added bit.
Yeah.
And it sucks because this movie clearly isn't for kids.
Clearly not.
But they're going to make toys of it.
Yeah.
They're taking the Power Rangers away from kids and giving it to weirdos.
Sad adults.
Sad weird adults.
Yeah.
You know what? I've got only one thing to say about this. I
bet we're not going to hear that once.
Probably not.
Maybe he'll start to do it and get interrupted, or there'll be a callback to it, but it won't be. It'll be like when they said knowing is half the battle in the G.I. Joe movie.
Well, you know what? Chances are, okay, Rita's going to somehow get into the compound or crash spaceship or whatever, or giant rock formation that Zordon's in, and she's going to end up zapping the head off of the Alpha robot because you can't have anything nice and fun, and as it's dying, it's going to go make a sound that sounds an awful lot like I. I bet you that's what's going to happen.
They're really holding on to how Zordon looks, too.
Oh, because it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
It's really not going to be good.
Oh, man. What if he just looks like the head? like from MTV's The Head.
See, I would take that. I would take that. That would be cool. He's going to look completely alien. And if Zordon is a person, if Zordon's a person and not a floating head of some kind, I'm done.
I'm telling you right now, he's going to be a person.
I know. Oh, I know.
Zordon was a person in the other Power Rangers movie.
Zordon was a person who was trapped within a time loop in the show.
Yeah.
The movie doesn't count. Power Rangers, the movie, doesn't count. Ivan Ooze is non-canon. And I'll tell you why. Because they didn't get their ninja powers from that half-naked alien babe on that planet. Nope. They got it from Ninjor, who is also a samurai robot.
Yes. On an island on Earth.
Yes.
Yes, I remember that story arc.
Ninjor! Yeah.
I miss Ninjor.
I miss Ninjor, too. Ninjor was great.
Ninjor and...
Blue Centurion?
Yeah, you mean Signalman?
Signalman, yes, Signalman. But no, it just looks like garbage, hot garbage, that's it. End of story, end of thought.
Movie's going to be dumb.
Yep.
Though I will say in the new Rita picture, you can see the staff a little better.
Yeah.
That is totally a green power coin, like, jammed in the front
100%.
There.
Well, and she's just completely green.
Yeah. Like, yeah, there's no, like, a weird hair, there's no...
Witch hat.
It's not, the costume's not interesting.
No.
I mean, it's skin tight, because they're, why we need to have a... Why we need to have a sexy, bangable Rita Repulsa, I don't understand, but...
It's a woman in Hollywood.
Yeah, I guess it's the same reason why they felt the need to put boob plates on a 17-year-old's robot suit.
Yeah.
And heels.
And heels, big old heels.
A woman is not worth anything unless she's bangable.
That's
according to Hollywood, yes.
That just is...
Aye, the misogyny.
Yeah. And... I think we've talked about that enough. But speaking of teenagers that are being overly sexualized.
with attitude.
Yeah, problematic adaptations of sexualized maybe teenage women. There's a trailer for Riverdale, the CW adaptation of Archie Comics. And much like the Cars trailer, it's super dark and may involve murder.
I don't know. It's weird.
I'm kind of interested in it now.
Oh yeah. I'll watch the first episode.
Oh, yeah. Definitely give it a shot.
Here's the thing. It was completely unidentifiable as Archie and it looked actually kind of cool as like a teen mystery kind of thing. And then all of a sudden you see bright red hair and a Riverdale jacket wearing Archie Andrews standing there.
And he looks like Archie. I mean, give him that much.
He looks so far out of left field from the rest of the cast. I don't think Jughead's wearing that crown.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think Jughead was wearing the crown, which is a shame. But yeah, Archie just kind of sticks out like a sore thumb. And there's like, at one point he looks down at his hands and there's blood all over him. And there's like a bag full of money. And it looked like the Scooby-Doo gang was, like, searching for a mystery or something. I don't...
Like, I remember reading the descriptions for what they wanted to do with this and thinking it sounded really stupid.
Yeah.
But now that I've seen the trailer, I'm like, oh, it might be kind of good.
Good? I don't think it's going to be good.
It's
interesting
CW.
To watch. Well, now, come on. Flash is good.
Flash is good. Arrow is garbage.
Supergirl
has been great so far this season.
Yeah,
I guess the Invasion four-parter's been really good.
Yeah, with like a billion characters on it.
They're just throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks. And they are keeping with Supergirl being in a separate reality from the Flash and Arrowverse, but with Cisco now having upgraded reality warping powers, they can just kind of jump in and grab her whenever they want. So it's like, that's separate. It's not really separate.
I love Supergirl, though. It's so much more positive than the other
Absolutely.
Shows.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, when Flash first started out, and before they start angsting up Flash a little bit.
Well, they angsted it up in the second season. Third season, I guess, has been kind of returned to form. After they had like a three-parter for the Flashpoint where everything was weird.
Yeah.
And when they came back, everything was almost fine, but just a little bit different. Like, Cisco and Caitlin came back with more of their powers. There went my wallet.
Hey, you stay out of that, Christmas creep.
Yeah, come on. Come on, man.
I just wanted to buy some lights.
All right. but no, back on Riverdale, I'm going to have to see more of it. It makes me kind of hope that we see Sabrina, the teenage witch, pop up because she would fit in super well.
What if this isn't really Riverdale, but it's afterlife with Archie.
Where we get zombies?
Yes.
That, I could see them moving that direction in season two. I think they would need to, I think they would need a season to set up the universe before.
Yeah.
Because.
D- up. Every,
I, what?
D- up.
I don't think you can say
that. I don't think we can say that.
Adventure Time says it.
Really?
Yes.
Well, whatever. Yeah, I just think they would need a second season. Need to do that second season if they're going to do it. Because right now, who cares about Jughead? Jughead was patient zero. Actually, no, take that back. Hot Dog, his dog, was patient zero. But right now, who cares about Jughead and Midge and Moose and all of the characters
Ethel.
That are Ethel? Who, yeah. Also, speaking of which, let's get Chip Zdarsky on there as the janitor, Mr. Grindel or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they would do Afterlife with Archie because Walking Dead's ratings have been slowly going down.
That's very true.
But my theory for that is it's because they treat their audience like garbage.
Well, yeah.
And you jerk your audience around long enough, they're not going to come back for more.
That's yeah. basically what I did. That's why I quit watching yeah. Walking yeah. Dead.
That's why I stopped reading the comic, actually, because it was there for a while. It was just kind of holding pattern. It was like, well, why am I reading this?
We're more concerned with our hugely successful television show.
Yeah.
But I stopped watching it long before they started pulling that crap that they pulled, but I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
I don't, killing somebody off camera as your season finale without any sort of narrative reason just to leave everybody hanging.
It's weak sauce.
It's not how you treat your audience. Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's just not
like
good.
If there was a good reason to keep it in suspense, then yeah, do that. But there wasn't. It was just a gimmick, and that's sure. crappy.
Yeah, well, that is a sign of the writers getting desperate for ideas, and I don't think Kirkman is giving them enough. They're starting to run into like a Game of Thrones territory a little bit, where the original like source material is so far behind where the show is. Like they're just kind of guessing.
They
they're just grasping at straws.
Yeah.
They don't want to do anything too wild because the original writer could come back in and go, no, I don't like that. But you know, what are you going to do?
Also the fact that Kirkman's like what, executive producer of the show.
Yeah. And he's pretty well done with, I don't think he's writing comics right now.
He doesn't have to.
Yeah.
He's like
that's true.
Probably infinity
no,
rich
he,
now.
He is. He's writing a comic because he's writing something else that's not Walking Dead.
Yeah, well, he owns the Image imprint Skybound. Like, that's his, like, subset, like how Marvel or DC has Vertigo and Marvel has had Knights there for a while, Marvel Knights.
Yeah.
Skybound is an Image comic subsidiary, which is all Kirkman-created stuff, like Science Dog.
The Kirkman-verse?
Science Dog is great.
It sounds great.
Yeah, he is, if you, like, think of, like, the stereotypical werewolf. But he doesn't turn into a human, and he's just a big old dog, and he does science.
Wait, does he have hands?
Yeah, he's like a dog person.
Oh, so he's anthropomorphic.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not creepy. It's not that kind.
Okay.
No, he's just and no one really references it. He's just a giant dog man who does.
You mean
science.
How like nobody in the Family Guy universe really talks about the fact that Brian is a talking dog?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Think
that
think,
dates humans.
Think of slightly more human Brian that does science.
Hmm.
Yeah. They're like that. There was a Boom Studios comic called Teen Dog.
Oh yeah, Teen Dog was pretty great because he went to school and was the coolest guy in school.
Yeah,
he was like Poochie from The Simpsons, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? We're talking about dark trailers and stuff. At least ostensibly, we were. So let's just mention Cars 3, a follow up to the Cars 3 talk from last week. They started putting that teaser trailer into theaters in front of Moana.
Children had to see it.
And it's traumatizing children.
Like kids crying in theaters. Uh-huh. Like,
what happened to Lightning McQueen?
And people are asking, have Pixar gone too far? Which, like,
no.
Did you not watch Toy Story 3?
Those toys resigned themselves to death by fire at one point in that movie.
That scene almost killed
I
me.
Cried. I cried watching it.
I was close.
It.
I'm like, oh no.
I'm a heartless man, so I didn't cry, but if I had human emotions, I most certainly would have.
I almost cried at the end when he gives the toys to the little
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, I did.
You mean when he gives
there.
The toys
yeah.
to Boo?
Is that Boo?
It is Boo.
Oh really? From Monsters Inc.
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Or is that just some crackpot Reddit theory?
No. Go back and look. It's her.
Are you sure?
Yeah, same room.
I mean you are wearing your tinfoil hat right now.
anything to keep me safe from the Christmas creep.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
That's true. He hasn't touched you.
Yeah, that's true. Thankfully.
I'm sitting over here covered in Christmas lights. It's not...
I mean, you're fetching.
I'm just wrapped up here in tinsel. They won't let me leave. Tied to my chair with tinsel. God, that Christmas creep.
What a jerk.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's traumatizing kids. Cars 3 is traumatizing kids, and I hope they go full in. I hope they go all in on it.
People have been comparing it to like Bambi's mom getting shot, but it doesn't really. Yeah, this has no context or build up.
Bambi's mom wasn't the main character of two movies prior.
I mean, if you want to think about it, there have been, you know, other traumatizing Disney moments.
Oh, sure.
Mufasa.
Yeah.
Hello.
Bambi's mom wasn't on your kids' bed sheets.
Yeah. 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 We didn't spend two movies becoming best friends with Bambi's mom and going through growth and adventures with her.
Okay. I was more sad about Littlefoot's mom than Bambi's mom.
Oh, is that a Land Before Time thing?
Yeah. It's the first movie.
I've
seen the first movie a lot of times. I don't remember anything
about
it.
It's the only good one.
I have seen less than that. Yeah. I do not care for Land Before Time.
Oh, I liked it when I was little.
Was that a Don Bluth?
Yeah, it's a Don Bluth. And I usually like Don Bluth stuff.
Yeah.
But it just, eh. Have you seen Rock and Rule by Don Bluth?
What is that? Sounds familiar.
It is, it's like weird kind of like rock and roll mice. And,
Oh, I think I've seen pictures of that.
Yeah, it's actually really good. It's a little slightly more like grown up. It's definitely still for kids.
Is that
the
one that's kind of like heavy metal?
Yeah, but with mice and rock and roll. And there's like a wizard mouse that kidnaps a girl mouse, and boy mouse has to save with the power of rock and roll.
Oh man, I have
not seen that, but
it's pretty great.
Great.
I will let you borrow it because it is super good.
Is Rockadoodle a Don Bluth?
Yes.
Rockadoodle.
I like that. One of the first movies I remember seeing as a little kid.
I remember in the first grade for my birthday, they let me bring in like a movie we could all watch, and it was Rockadoodle.
Oh my God.
In case anybody at home listening doesn't know what Rockadoodle is,
you don't care.
It's Elvis with chickens.
Elvis Rooster. Yeah.
But it had like live action bits and like
only in
a kid
in the end
turned into a chicken or something.
It was weird.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't care for that. I think like that part.
I think he was a mouse. Oh, and the evil wizard owl. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
There's a lot of evil wizards in Don Bluth.
Yeah.
Secret of Nim.
Oh, God, Secret of Nim. Oh, man. That was rough. Was Watership Down a Bluth?
I don't know if it was.
I don't think so.
That one was way too violent.
That one's just serious. Serious and dark and violent and scary.
All those bunnies.
Is Cars 3 the Watership Down of Pixar movies?
I hope so.
Whoa.
I hope so. Oh, man. I would be in. Again, I would be in for that.
They would have to, like, take, like, Lightning McQueen to a junkyard and throw him in a crusher.
Yes. Do it. On screen. Have like, motor oil and gasoline, like, spray out when he gets squished. Do it. Go all in. I don't care.
Well, Owen Wilson is just screaming.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You guys are
what are
sick.
What are
sick
y'all movies. Doing to me? I can only do that's the worst Owen Wilson I've ever done in my entire life.
Oh, wow. This really hurts.
That's much better.
But yeah, they're about to seriously cripple a character that's on your child's underoos.
Oh, God. And if it's a dream sequence, if none of that actually happens, if this is just to draw people in,
I couldn't not like Cars any more than I already do. So
yeah, I guess yeah, that's true.
But it's so such a kiddie franchise to do this with.
Yeah, it's so weird. Not
like
left field.
It's like the kiddiest of the Pixar movies.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you know, Bug's Life is a little more serious than Cars.
Bug's Life is pretty good.
I do like Bug's Life.
I always enjoyed
seen
that
it
one.
In a long time.
It's Seven Samurai. If you strip away all the bugs and the traveling, instead of them being samurais, they're like a traveling joke, like a clown gang or something. Circus.
Yeah, they were a bug circus. Yeah.
Why did I think clown gang?
I mean, that's what a circus basically is. It's a clown gang.
Oh, this is the best show ever.
Clown gang.
Don't you hate it when you get shook down by a clown, a roaming clown gang?
I hate it. It's the worst.
I'm just imagining like little clown cars coming down the road, and they all get out wearing leather jackets.
Oh, God.
And there's like 50 of them
yeah.
out of the a clowns. Tiny car.
Yeah. It's like Sons of Anarchy.
They have knives. Yeah.
God.
Rubber chickens.
Yeah. Oh, man. But no, Bug's Life is actually really good.
What are you doing in our side of town, kid? Honk, honk.
We all float down here.
You came to the wrong neighborhood.
One's on a unicycle.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, okay. We gotta keep moving.
Get away from those clown gangs.
Yeah, yeah, we gotta get away from the clown gangs. I'll tell you where there won't be any clown gangs. It's Universal Studios, but you might get menaced by a mascot of Mario.
Yeah, they kind of talked a little bit more about what their plans are for the Nintendo-themed area of Universal Studios.
And that's really cool. It's the one down in Orlando, right?
Yeah, they're doing it in Orlando, Japan, and another one I can't remember.
If they weren't going to do it in
Hollywood.
Japan,
yeah.
I would be really, really disappointed.
Yeah, they're doing Orlando and Hollywood.
Okay. I was down that way this summer, and I went to Universal, and it would be a perfect fit. There's a section of the park that they're starting to tear down. I think it was part of the Marvel area
they don't own that
because
anymore.
They don't know. Yeah, they once the rights are up. Here's what the way I understood it, because we went to Disney as well, and it looked like part of Toontown, which was part of Disneyland or Disney World. Was all blocked off. Like, there used to be a whole park beyond like where the Muppet stage was, but they had like it blocked off from there. And from what I understood, it's like Universal's rights are up in like 2018, 2019. And when that happens, they're in the process of building Marvel Land, where the old Toontown used to be in Universal, in the movie themed section of the Disney park.
There'll also be a Star
Magic
Wars section
Kingdom,
too.
I think. Mm-hmm.
No, not Magic Kingdom. It's the studio. Best studio, whatever it's called.
Best studio ever. Then.
Yeah. Yeah. The one that has the Tower of Terror,
MGM.
Yeah. MGM. Yeah, that's it. And then, part that is Marvel now at Universal is being retrofitted, I think partially to be, the Mario one or something like that. Something like that.
I'm a little peeved about the Tower of Terror.
Really?
It's becoming Guardians of the Galaxy.
That is kind of lame.
Which, I mean, I love Guardians, but Twilight Zone's a little more important.
Yeah, I agree.
Twilight Zone's like one of my favorite television shows of all time.
Yeah.
I saw a funny picture on Halloween from the Imagineers, you know, the people that build stuff there at Disney. They were dressed like the people that work there, and they're holding signs that like Alien took my jobs.
That's pretty funny, but no, that's exciting stuff with the Nintendo park. I want to go to a Nintendo theme park.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And it's supposed to be like family, like for everybody, not just kid land. It's
that's cool
to be for the whole family.
So a little more like Harry Potter ish.
Yeah, well, that's part of Universal as well. That's the thing that I noticed, the difference between Disney and Universal. Disney was very much for families, but geared towards like families with younger kids. Universal was for grown-ups. It was for grown-up kids, basically. Us. I mean, they had a whole section that was Simpsons Land, and that was great.
I would love to go there. They didn't have that when I went.
Oh, my God, it was great.
When I went, they still had the Jaws ride. So.
Okay, yeah, they didn't. They either didn't have that or they got rid of it, yeah.
I've never been.
Oh, you're missing out, dude.
To any Disney park or Orlando.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We should go.
I have been to three theme parks in my life.
Yeah, we really should.
We could split a hotel. It'd be fun.
There we go. But
and two of them are in Ohio.
It's not that bad because Cedar Point is about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
I do like, really like Cedar Point.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get the production values you get at like a Disney or Universal, but the rides are so much better than anywhere else, really.
Well, see, I like Universal a little better, but I don't ride roller coasters.
Oh.
I don't, yeah, but a lot of the rides in Universal are like they're on a track and they shake you around like you're on a roller coaster with the 3D glasses and stuff, so you get the feeling, but you're not actually
yeah,
up in the
a
air.
A billion feet in the air, yeah.
Yeah, roller coasters, I don't,
I love roller coasters. I'll ride any of them. I don't.
Busch Gardens was fun.
They have a lot of beer.
I don't know.
Oh.
I wasn't at drinking age when I went.
Ah, gotcha.
Which is the one that has Elvira at Halloween? Oh, Knott's Berry Farm.
That's it.
It turns into Knott's Scary Farm.
That's cool. That's very cool. All right, hey, we have time for like one more news thing.
We could probably squeeze. We can do both.
Yeah, these are both pretty quick. First one is Marvel vs. Capcom 4, which is a fighting game. It's near and dear to my heart. They're saying that it might be rumored. It's being rumored to be announced at PlayStation Expo or PlayStation Experience.
Yeah,
this weekend. Yeah.
Which is a little confusing because that's also the abbreviation for PlayStation 1.
Yeah, that's very, very weird. But no, I've always liked the Marvel vs. Capcom games. It's always, they always pick kind of the weird. You always get the staples like Wolverine and Ryu
Spider-Man.
And stuff like Spider-Man. But they sometimes pick some of the weirdest characters to throw in there. I mean, they had Rocket Raccoon years before Guardians of the Galaxy was a thing as a character. They had Phoenix Wright, who didn't actually attack or do anything. He would like throw paperwork
and shout at you
and I think the plague mechanic was like different clues would appear on the screen. And once you got all of them, then you could start attacking with him. And like he yelled objection really loud. And that was the speech balloon was like a projectile. And that was kind of cool. But they always pick the weirdest things.
Like
and,
Tron Bon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that mechanical robot.
Yeah. And the rumor is if it gets announced, they're thinking that the Monster Hunter, like a generic Monster Hunter, will be on the Capcom
Which
side.
Which makes perfect sense. This is the biggest thing that Capcom has right now.
Yeah.
And it would be make a great character.
It really would. I agree.
And Mega Man's already in Smash.
Well, he's in.
They could put X in MVC 4.
Yeah, well, they put Mega Man Volna is in it, isn't he?
Volna's in it.
And then
bad
box art Mega Man, which was almost like it. No, that's Tekken.
That's Tekken.
Never mind.
No, they usually put save Zero for Marvel vs. Capcom. That's usually where you see that character.
Oh, yeah, Samurai Mega Man.
Yeah, yeah, basically. But I'm excited for it. You know, I don't have a system that can play it, but hopefully it'll get a PC port.
They've
that would
been
be
doing
cool.
That with everything else.
Yeah,
so I don't see why it wouldn't.
Yeah, so that's all I have to say on that. So
I used to have Marvel vs. Capcom 2 when it was really rare and worth a lot of money, and then they re-released it on Xbox Live, and it's not worth as much anymore.
It was a good game, though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, fantastic.
Was that
game.
The one that had Captain Commando in it?
I don't remember.
Okay, because that's a really obscure.
Yeah.
Like, before Ryu was the mascot, Ryu and Mega Man were the mascots for Capcom, Captain Commando was supposed to be, like, the Mario for Capcom.
Yeah. I know it's the one that had the, I want to take you for a ride.
Ah, yeah.
That's the character select music.
That is burned into my brain. Yeah. I will never forget that song. So, do we have any more game news?
We have No Man's Sky news, actually.
Okay. So,
they
barely game news.
Rock.
What?
They came out from under their rock.
Yeah, Hello Games crawled out from under their rock of shame and released a patch for No Man's Sky that actually adds a lot of new stuff.
It gets it closer to the game that they said that they were going to have on release.
Yeah, you can build bases now that can research stuff and collect resources for you and all kinds of stuff, and it sounds very cool. I haven't checked it out yet because I've been playing Final Fantasy and Tomb Raider. But I will eventually. I was just thinking the other day, man, I'd like to play No Man's Sky if they would give me a reason to, and then they did.
Yeah. Do you think this update might be a little too late?
Because
if it would be one thing if they were during their whole, like, the game was released and people were complaining about how there was none of the features that they were promising. If they weren't radio silent and had said, hey, listen, we're working on a major patch, just bear with us. They even just one time.
Yeah.
But the fact that they were so silent during all of this and just kind of let the rumors about how they've let go of all of their staff and there's one person working on the game and like their studio is empty and like all this other stuff. How they're just stealing your money. And
probably none of it was true.
Oh, probably not. But they didn't speak up to refute any of that. And that made them look even more guilty.
Yeah, it's bad PR, like the Pokemon Go people for a while there had horrible PR.
Oh, the worst.
And they've kind of turned that around. They're a little bit better.
Yeah, and in this day and age of social media and stuff, you cannot have bad PR. It will kill you. Yeah. It will kill your business.
Silence only works for Nintendo.
Yeah, really. And that's because Nintendo's been around for so long that most people are like, okay, we get it. Cool.
Yeah, Nintendo's literally been around for 100 years.
And even then, their radio silence has not been quite as bad as No Man's Sky or anything like that.
I mean, we went a long time without knowing what the Switch was, but maybe a little too long.
But we would at least see patents and stuff pop up.
Yeah.
But
there's going to be a playable Switch at a conference soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. In January.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So hopefully that'll be cool. And we'll definitely report on that.
No Man's Sky would be very awesome, very good on the Switch.
It probably would. If the game is still functioning by the time the Switch comes out.
Well, I think it's a Sony exclusive, so I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah, that's
true. It's on PC.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, a lot of Sony exclusives are also on PC.
Did you hear that they halted backwards conversion of Stardew Valley for the Wii U and are starting to do it for the Switch?
That probably makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
The Wii U is officially dead.
It's pretty much done. Yeah, it's done.
Its last game was a Paper Mario game, which is a little unfortunate, but...
It is, but what are you going to do?
Oh, there's still talk about that Project Giant Robot that Miyamoto was working on alongside Star Fox.
Yeah, they're not going to put another game out on the Wii U.
They haven't said no, and it keeps showing up on...
Breath of the Wild is supposed to be on the Wii U.
Oh, that's true.
That's true, but no one's going to buy for the Wii U.
At that point, yeah, nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
But I guess you could say that'll be the swan song of the Wii U.
I guess. That's
true. I'm sure it'll be very good.
It'll be very good, but not as good as the Switch, and it'll probably chug a little bit on the Wii U's hardware.
And I hope they don't delay Breath of the Wild again, but I have a feeling...
They're probably going to. Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard it's not going to be a launch title.
I've heard that, too.
And that we might get a Mario game at the launch title, which
if they're teasing that one that we saw in the trailer, that'd be really cool, because that looked like a Mario 64 almost, kind of open world.
If you don't want to give me that Zelda launch, but you have a Mario game, I'll be okay with that. That's fine with me.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Honestly, rather have a Mario game, but that's just my preference.
Yeah. Well, hey, I think we've pretty well hit time here, so let's go ahead and wrap it up. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us at Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverloadradio.
You can email us with any questions, concerns, comments, cookie recipes, staff at nerdoverload.com.
Owen Wilson impersonations.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'll air those.
The creep would love your Christmas cookie recipes.
He would. He really would.
He made me say that.
You can follow us on Twitter at @nerd_overload and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV.
Yep, and we are on iTunes and Stitcher, and I think that's about it.
Give us 5 stars on iTunes, leave a review.
That would be nice.
It'd be really cool.
It'd be a nice Christmas present to us from you, our listener. So, again, thank you very much for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Pizza. Oh, God.
This show was sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes.